So this is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM. There's been an interesting, I'll call it a kerfuffle. Jill Stein has really won for herself an outstanding position in American politics. She's very intelligent. She's very capable. And she's been able to keep the Green Party afloat in a hostile political environment. Neither the Republicans nor the Democrats want her to exist. Or if they do want her to exist, they want her to hurt one of them, and they try to figure out which would be hurt the most. But she's been particularly good on the issue of Gaza, spoken out and attended the encampments. She was even assaulted at one by the, I think it was Texas police, which is, that's a badge of honor. And she has gained some traction because neither Kamala Harris, and forget Trump, but Kamala Harris, people expected the Democratic Party to maybe offer some hope on this issue of dealing with the Israeli position. And there's particularly, of course, amongst American Muslims and American Arab Americans and many others who want to see a peaceful solution to all these things, there's been a lot of disappointment. And according to poll takers, and they're behind every bush, Jill Stein has begun to get some following, and that many Arab Americans have said, we've had it with these parties. They talk to us, but then when come the election, they just completely run over us, and they think that we're going to automatically vote for them. And so polling showed that she actually would be picking up a noticeable vote. So unfortunately, this provoked a situation where she was interviewed by a really nasty individual, Mehdi Hassan, I think his name is. Basically, he's kind of a hitman, and he smirks all the time, and he just loves to berate people. He talks like he's a prosecutor, and you're a criminal. I don't know why people engage with those kind of guys. But at any rate, he put Jill Stein under the lamp, and he said, "Oh, so you don't? I don't hear you condemning Putin. I don't hear you condemning Assad of Syria, and therefore you have no credibility." Blankety, you know, whatever. Well, unfortunately, Jill Stein folded. It's been written about by Max Blumenthal. You can see it in Gray Zone. I don't know that I agree with him entirely on all, but just for the get the information. He also says rather sympathetically in his criticism of her, because what she did was she issued a long statement saying, "Oh, I do condemn Putin. He's a criminal, and he should be brought before the ICC, and I do condemn President Assad of Syria." And then she goes through the whole thing, and people found that really disappointing. And it doesn't pick her, it doesn't help with her credibility at all. Certainly, well, I would say just that flatly is the case. It doesn't help. And she probably has injured herself a bit over this. Blumenthal writes that he knows her rather well, and he says that she knows better than, but it, what's done is done. Let us hope that those who are disabused of voting for Democrat, Republican, and want to simply vote for somebody who's talking about actually exercising American power to bring about the end of this unequal and nasty situation of the Palestinians in Gaza. But let's go to what she should have said. And another voice that we has talked about this over the years, and by the way, I'm not always enamored of his take on things, but Noam Chomsky said, the reason I talk about our role is that I'm in the United States, and I have to talk about my government and what, if you tell me Gaza, I have to talk about my government. What has it done to alleviate the situation? What has it done to bring about a just solution? And they failed, of course, flatly and totally failed. And it's so if you want me to talk about a foreign leader, all you're doing is trying to create an equivalence, which is false. Because if you, for example, know in the case of Ukraine, of the aggressive, hostile, threatening policy maintained by NATO towards East Europe, and how they've doubled the number of NATO members since the fall of the Soviet Union, how they doubled the members and placed all kinds of dangerous, lethal missiles and bombs close to the Russian border, that's their responsibility, and it's a job of someone in the United States, and if you're in Canada, if you're Canadian, to attack our government's policy in tolerating that and creating it. Because if someone says, well, he's a bad person, you'd have to point out that you personally don't speak probably Russian. You probably haven't been in that political environment. You're in this one. Why did NATO have this go on steroids when the Soviet Union came down? Why did that happen? That was us. That was the decision made here. And so to play the silly game with this aspiring low-life journalist, anyway, is that's a mug's game. And I don't know. Someday we'll have it all explained. Actually, the Green Party has had trouble with this kind of issue going way back, and Stein has been the one who's generally corrected the tilt. We had the issue of the Cornel West, who joined with the Green Party. Jill Stein invited him, and he said, "Yes, I'm going to run for the Green Party," and. Then somebody got him on CNN, and he decided he was just much too big for the Green Party, et cetera. And so he left them. And so Jill Stein picked up the baton and reentered the race, and good for her. And if you look at Cornel West, he is one who speaks in the most wild, irresponsible terms about Syria, about Iran, about Russia. And let's remember, the point of the Green Party candidacy and most of the people opposed to Democrats and Republicans is we want a peace policy. We have the leading parties have a war policy. So we want a peace policy. And so if you talk about the opponent, your job is to point out the alleged opponent. Your job is to point out we have to find a way to, through diplomacy and discussion between states, to solve these crises. And so if you can't begin your discussion by calling somebody else a thug, and the prime responsibility for irresponsible extreme language comes from Washington, because they call everybody thugs. Everybody's a dictator. There's a very popular political leader in Slovakia. There's a very popular political leader in Hungary. They have elections. They have parties. But because they don't like the NATO's policy, Hillary Clinton calls them dictators. Jolie, our foreign minister, calls them dictators, autocrats. And they're popular leaders who don't agree with you. And so that's why we need Jill Stein to stay in there, and we need her. Hopefully she will correct herself. I'm afraid there's quite a bit of damage been done, but you have to remember there are no political parties in the U.S. except those who are trying to outdo each other for how aggressive they are. We'll probably come back to this matter. This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM. There's a singer named Macklemore, and he has a song, Heinz Hall. We're going to hear a bit of that, I believe. And we'll be back to talk with Tony Lea about his new book and also about a forum at a different book list featuring the book. So we'll be back in a moment.